This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. What is going on? It is Thursday, June 27th, 2019, and I'm coming to you with another episode. This is going to be one of two episodes dissecting two words or terms that I see very loosely thrown around in the woman's sphere. And I feel like some women use it because they are victims of these situations. And I think other women use these terms because they sound cool or they're trending. They don't know what they really mean. So I'm about to give the definition of the first word today. Now, tomorrow is June 28th. That's my wife's birthday. Although we are separated, she is still the queen in my life, if she so chooses to be. So we will be kicking it a little bit tomorrow to celebrate her birthday. So if I don't get the second term in tomorrow, I will get it in before the weekend's up. So without any further ado, let's get to it. So what is this word? What's word number one? Word number one, ladies and gentlemen, is misogyny. Misogyny. Now, I know at some point in your life, if you've lived a good amount of time, you've probably heard the word in that form or any of its other forms: misogynist, misogynistic. A lot of times they'll pair that word up with chauvinist or chauvinism. And let's get to the technical definition. It is a difficulty, but let's get to the technical definition. So, Merriam-Webster, real short and sweet, definition of misogyny is a hatred of women. That's it. If you go look it up, Merriam-Webster, is that short. It's that simple. A hatred of women. That's what misogyny means to Merriam-Webster. Now, what does Wikipedia say? You know, I want to get a couple sources, you know. They sound pretty similar, but Wikipedia said, I'll throw a couple more words in there. Wikipedia says, the hatred of, contempt for, or prejudice against women. Same thing, a little bit expanded. So, let's get to the meat and potatoes, as they say, or as they used to say back in the day. I don't know what millennials say these days. But anyway, we'll keep it real short because I like this one. Merriam-Webster, a hatred of women, okay? Let's talk about misogyny in the 2000s, the late 2000s, as it's being thrown around in the text or context of relationships. Well, this is what we're going to talk about: misogyny in relationships. Okay? Now, once again, and as I said in the intro, this is not geared towards women that legit have, let's say, maybe they've gone and gotten some clinical help with their spouse or boyfriend, whatever, and this has been pointed out to both of them that the husband or boyfriend may have misogynistic traits, okay? We're talking about the self-diagnosed. The self-diagnoser. That's not a word, but you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the women themselves in these relationships that diagnose their spouse or partner as misogynistic. A, I hope they at least got the Merriam-Webster definition before they did that. But if not, I gave it to you. But I'll give it to you again because it's so short and sweet. Misogyny is a hatred. They hate women. This man hates women. Hates them. Doesn't dislike them. He hates them. Okay? Now, let's talk about the so-called misogynist that some women proclaim to date or be married to. First, we have to go a little bit back in history. I'm not going to bore you to death, not going to take you too far back in history, but let's go back a couple generations. You know, fathers, grandfathers, great grandfathers. When they ran the household, when marriages were set up in a dynamic where the man was the masculine energy and the woman with a feminine energy, and they complemented each other and they made each other whole. If a man said no to anything, if he said no, it just meant no. Now, would the wife be upset? Of course. Feelings and emotions haven't changed over generations. Just the terminology. See, a woman might be like, she might call up her friends on the phone because that's what they did back in the day. They didn't have email and text. They have to go to the landline. Some of them have rotary. I know some of you kids don't know what that is. And then they have to call their friend. But you know, this so and so is so cheap. Yada, 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 yada. Right? You know the story. There's a huge difference between cheap, frugal, tight, and misogynistic. Okay? So that was finance. Let's go to another area of relationships, okay? Let's talk about feelings and emotions, okay? Let's go back to those fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers. You see, these men went out, worked, came home, slept. I mean, ate, slept. Went out, worked, came home, ate, slept. Provided for their families, you know, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying women weren't doing that too. There were, and some of those later generations, women were going out to work too as well. But what I'm saying is still, the man didn't feel the need to have to express himself emotionally to be a man. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying that there weren't outlets. Of course, he probably had work buddies and, you know, family, male family members or whatever that he may have talked to in the way that men talk to other men to get these burdens off of their chest. That was okay back in those days. Women weren't on their husband like, well, you need to talk to me and tell me how you feel and tell me about this and tell me about work and tell. They weren't doing that to them. They would let them be. And they would talk to their girlfriends. You see, I should point this out as well. It seems as though, with the lack there of communication back in those days, women found a way to communicate with their friends and family members much more efficiently than the women of today. And women have endless means of communicating with their friends today. But no, they'd rather go to their mate after both of them have worked probably all day. They may be exhausted. And not only do they want to unload their day on their man, which is perfectly fine. The man is okay with that. But now, after I've unloaded, it's time for you to unload. Men don't want to do that. I've already lived the day out. I don't want to relive it by telling you about what happened. I'm done with that. Work is at work. Home is at home. I'm at home. I want to be peaceful. I want to be calm. I want to be cool now. You see? But today, that may be seen as a form of misogyny. How dare you not want to talk about your feelings to your spouse? You should want to talk about your feelings. Like, that's what men do. Like, no, that's what these new, I guess, generations of men are supposed to be doing. I guess at some point in those previous generations, of course, at some point, maybe women started getting tired of their men not expressing their feelings because they watched Oprah or some talk show or some magazines and said that's what men should be doing to them. They should be talking about their feelings when they get home from work. So when their man wouldn't conform because he was a man and his masculine energy, and he said, I don't do that, so I'm not going to do that. And that was that. It's not him being a misogynist. It's just him being a man. So you know what happens? Deep down inside, maybe eventually, there's a bit of a rift or turmoil or maybe even a little bit of resentment that starts to build up in the wife. And that his wife has sons. And although the sons may look like the father, they're not going to act like the father. They're going to act like I tell them to act, because this is what women want. So they teach their sons how to be little balls of emotion. You ever notice when you look at the playground nowadays that it seems like a lot of times the little girls have tougher skin than some of the little boys? I know I can't be the only one that sees this. And I have two boys. But although their mother, rightfully so, you know, tries to nurture them as best as you can, I nurture them the way a man should nurture their son. Like little boys that are going to become men one day, you know? So I feel like our boys have a pretty good balance, but I see a lot of boys out here that, I'll just leave it at that. So, you know, this is where things go awry. And if you fast forward these boys into adulthood and marriage, okay, one of two things are going to happen. If they have a father in their lives that raised them like men and to be aggressive and strong and protecting and brute, but still humble and courteous when they need to be, gentlemen, if they run into the wrong woman, this woman will look at him as a misogynist or a chauvinist, right? But if you take the other boy who's being trained by his mother to be sweet and emotional and caring and nurturing, right? Most of those things are feminine energy traits, and both men and women have both traits. You have to have both to exist. But a lot of these kids, a lot of these boys are being raised to let their feminine overpower their masculine. So now when this boy grows up and he thinks he finds the right woman, she doesn't want him. And guess what the slogan is? Nice guys finish last. That's wrong. Nice guys do not finish last. You can be nice, and you can also be strong, tough, and masculine. Or you can be nice, and you can be feminine. Now, nice feminine guys that are heterosexual will mostly finish last. Women, even though a woman might think she wants a nice guy, she also wants a guy that can protect her. She wants a guy that when they're walking down the street, if she sees somebody that looks suspicious to her, just being in her man's presence makes her feel safe. You think the little girly nice guy is, no offense if you're that guy, but you think the little girly nice guy is going to make your woman feel that way when you're walking next to her and she sees something that may be a little intimidating. So this needs to be stopped at the parental level. Mothers need to start raising their sons like the boys that they are and the men they're going to become. And fathers need to stop being scared. See, if you grew up in a household where you were scared of your mother, you need to stop that. Your mother is a human being, just like you. She gave birth to you. You respect her, but she's a human being, just like you. Just like the woman that you're married to. So if you're scared of your mother, you're probably scared of your wife. If you're scared of your wife, you're not in your masculine. If you're not in your masculine, guess what? I hate to be the guy to tell you this, but you need to hear it. Your wife is probably not happy. And guess what? If you didn't know, you're probably not happy as well, because you're not in your right state. You're not in your right frame. So, fast forward to modern day, back onto the term and key topic, women. Misogyny is probably not the term you're looking for some of the times when you throw it out there. If you asked your husband or your boyfriend for some money to get your hair done, but rent was coming up next week, and that money would be better served on rent, that money would be better served on a car note, that money would be better served on your kids, he's not a misogynist. He's just being practical. If you come home and you want to talk, feel free to talk to your man. We are good listeners. We will listen to you. If you want feedback, let us know. We'll give it to you. If you don't, let us know. And we won't. See, a lot of times you guys don't want feedback. You don't tell us that. So then we assume that you came to us with a dilemma. And as men, we're pragmatic. So while you're telling us the story, we're sitting here the whole time and we're dissecting it. And we're thinking about the resolve the whole time you're telling us the story. Next thing you know, we're ready to give you the diagnosis. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't ask for all that. So just let us know. If you're just blowing off steam, that's cool. Well, listen, we just want to make sure that we'll just listen and not do all the extra work. Because we're doing all that work and you don't even want it. But not going to hold you guys too much longer. I would love to hear from anybody, ladies or men, what you think about this topic of misogyny. Are you dating a misogynist? Are you married to a misogynist? Not the way you thought it was, but based on Merriam-Webster, a hatred of women. Are you married to a misogynist? Are you dating a misogynist? Amen. Based on Merriam-Webster, do you hate women? Because if you do, you're probably a misogynist. If you don't, then maybe you might have other issues you might want to take care of. But until next time, everybody be blessed.